This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a service of Talkers and Talkers.com, along with the Good Day Show, Steffen and company, with Harrison and company, to go through the stories and the people list that comes out every week. Research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. This happens to be the week of April 15th to 19th that we're focused on. Top 10 stories and people, according to the research, as I said, done by listening to stations, talking to programmers, and coming up with an astute look at what the majority, if you will, of news talk stations are talking about. From week to week, sometimes the list changes a lot, sometimes it doesn't change much at all. I don't know, I think the focus of the way some things are discussed, I think, changes, Michael, don't you?
Well, the details change.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the war or the presidential race or Trump's stuff, it's not the same information, but obviously the big stories of the day continue. I mean, if we were hanging out doing this in the mid-40s, we'd be talking about World War II every day. It's not like nothing changes.
As long as we're not talking about World War III every day, we'll be fine.
We've been talking about World War III for many, many, many years. Yeah. We just don't call it that.
Why can't we all just get along? Right? What is there? The hatred that is instilled. And yeah, he said that. But I mean, the hatred that people have for people who are different than they are. Blacks don't like whites. Whites don't like blacks. Jews don't like Christians. Christians don't like Jews. And that isn't what is with the majority. But yet there are those that get noisy and make trouble. The Palestinian thing at USC this week, the woman who was the valedictorian couldn't speak because they were afraid. They were afraid. Maybe I just stopped the sentence there. They were afraid. What are you afraid of?
Well, you know, there is good and evil in the world.
I mean, there is.
And that kind of throws a monkey wrench into the equation that, you know, why can't people get along just because they're different? Well, it isn't only, the difference is only, you know, it's not only red, yellow, black, white, you know, left, right. The difference is, in some cases, are some people are victims and other people are predators. And it's murky. Human nature is murky. Here are the stories. Number 10, we have the aforementioned Russia-Ukraine war. At number 9, we have China's role in the fentanyl crisis. At number 8, we have the Supreme Court hearings on the January 6th case. The migrant crisis is at 7. At 6, the Israeli-Ukraine aid debate. At number 5, Johnson's job security. At number 4, inflation and the U.S. economy. I mean, we can't even decide whether or not the economy is good or bad.
Right.
Trump's hush money case, and we put hush money in quotes because it really is election tampering as opposed to hush money. It's not illegal to offer a bribe to shut somebody up.
How about the bribe from Joe Biden to get the student loans paid off? How's that different? I think that would be a good course of conversation sometime for somebody to come up just to, you know, just for argument's sake.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but all politics, giving money to a porn star to keep her from revealing what she did with you is very different than politicians catering to their constituencies. You know, that's a giant leap. The presidential race is at number 2, and Iran-Israel tensions and the war with Hamas and Israel, that's at number 1. And since we last spoke, there's been a lobbying up and back of attacks between the two countries, which is extremely dangerous. I mean, this is really dangerous. The people
say
they tend. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know if people realize this is not just wallpaper talk. You know, this is not background talk, Zach.
But because they're not hitting us here directly, we don't take it seriously.
But it's in such a line of potential escalation.
Yeah.
That is.
You talk about
that
at the end of the week, the fact that Israel launched an attack on Iran when Iran said earlier in the week, "Hey, listen, we've gotten our we got our chops satisfied. We sent a lot of 300 missiles and bombs to Israel. Most of them didn't get anywhere. So we answered your attack on our generals. So it's all over." And Israel says, "No, not so fast." And that's where as we talk, they're launching all kinds of bombs and satellites and missiles. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yep. Number 10 on the people survey, we have Vladimir Putin. We have Xi Jinping at 9. At number 8, Alejandro Mayorkas. Janet Yellen is at 7. RFK Jr. at number 6. At number 5, Marjorie Taylor Greene. At number 4, Mike Johnson is an interesting character. Interesting indeed.
Both of them.
I don't know. Benjamin Netanyahu is at 3, Trump is at 2, and Biden is at number 1.
Yep.
Now, it's interesting watching Mike Johnson go through all kinds of changes and evolution. He's a complicated man.
Oh, well, but he seems to be getting the job done. He may be complicated.
I'm not saying he isn't. He reacts to the current events that are going on as opposed to being a one-dimensional knucklehead.
Right, which is what a lot of them are. Knuckleheads. Yeah.
One-dimensional knuckleheads on both sides.
Right, okay.
I'm an equal opportunity consultor. I'm never crazy about politicians. I mean, I think it's the role of the media to be skeptical, to only lend support briefly, and to stay on top of the changes that create the kind of changes that we're seeing Mike Johnson go through. I'm not necessarily sure he's a good guy or a bad guy in the end. I just find him interesting, and interesting is a very safe word.
It is a safe word. I'll go one step further, though. I think he's effective. That's the word that I would use for him. I think he's gotten a lot of things done that one, when looking at his political background or his political issues, if you will, you would think that he's such a robotic thinker, because that's what a lot of people think that right-wingers are, and most of them frankly are, but Democrats fall into that category as well. But I think he's been able to work around stuff and get things done, whether you like it or not. That appears to be the problem Marjorie Taylor Greene has with him. He's not sticking to the rule book, to the playbook.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I don't know. Maybe something inside of him says, "Hey, man, this is a higher cause. You're not in. You're not a local politician anymore. You're dealing with not only the nation, you're dealing with history."
Yeah.
And I got the feeling that, I don't know. All we have to go on are our feelings based upon little factlets that are not necessarily the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've come to that realization.
I have. I'm frustrated.
Most of us don't know anything.
Exactly. It's frustrating because you don't really know what the heck is going on.
Right.
All right, let's deal with one of these things. And the people list, RFK Jr. is number 6, and number 2 on the story list is the presidential race. I thought it was absurd this week when Biden gathered with the Kennedys in Philadelphia to make it crystal clear that the family is endorsing Biden. And I don't know which one of it is, which one of the lady dressed in red, I've forgotten which one she is, but she has a speech problem, and so why she was the one who stood up there, because the message was clear and it was good, I guess, if you like Biden, but it wasn't effectively delivered by this woman because whatever her speech problem is was distracting. It's like she'd had a stroke or something. It was distracting. And then you look at the Kennedy cousins, and they all, isn't it amazing how genetically families can look? They all look the same. Right? I mean, all these guys...
You'd almost think they're related.
I know, wouldn't you? And then there's Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, you know, at one point in time was, I think it, he was with Biden early on, and then he decided to go down a different path. But then the rest of the family wanted to formally endorse him, and so that's what went on in Philadelphia this week. And meanwhile, RFK still came out ahead, because at the end of all of it, he said, I understand we're all part of the same family, and we disagree on this, but I love them all. That took the sting out of anything and everything that was said by the rest of the family. Right? Condemning him for how dare he run against Joe Biden, yada, yada.
Yeah. And Robert Kennedy. Of course, if you step back far enough, you have to say that the hordes of Kennedy haters out there will hold that against RFK.
Yeah, maybe.
One of the things that people like about him is that he's un-Kennedy-ish in terms
right,
of his position.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, what makes the Kennedys think that they have any sway anymore over American politics?
Yeah.
Family, like what are they, the royal family?
Yeah, well, they think of themselves that way.
I think. Well, yeah, but you know, that is so long ago and far away.
Yeah.
And yet we're still in that groove. Oh, the Kennedy family. Like, who the hell are the Kennedy family at this point? All the big Kennedys are dead.
Yeah.
All the good kids.
Well, that's why they think they still have sway, because
kids,
of the sacrifices,
children.
The sacrifices that their family members, the sacrifice they made. All right, we continue. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here. I want to send you on a trip, on a weekend trip or a weekday trip if you want, a couple of nights free. Courtesy of the folks at 541 Travels, all you have to do is dial 800-419-3684, and you get two nights available in 15 fabulous hotels in Las Vegas. It's a busy time down there, lots of things going on, weekend and weekday shows. You know, there's no really weekend there, it's the weekend all the time in Las Vegas. So you want to go? Call 800-419-DOUG. You go without having to pay for a hotel. Pretty cool, huh? It's not, doesn't take a lot of brain work, a lot of brain tissue to figure out this is a good deal. So dial it up, 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684, for a last-minute road trip, 3 days, two nights free in Las Vegas.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. And you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, 23 after the hour now. Talk Radio is the focus of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What else would... we're not talking about Swiss cheese here. We're talking about the things... Although, maybe if Swiss cheese came into the top 10 story list, we'd be talking about Swiss cheese.
Or maybe there's room in the world for a top 10 cheese show.
Ah, right. Do you like American cheese?
This week, Gouda.
Yeah. Swiss cheese next week. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
So we were just talking off the air about Taylor Swift her new album, which could be in the top 10. Certainly when the top 10 music stuff is done, American Top 40, when Ryan Seacrest does his show this week, this will probably be on the top of the list. But here... on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Taylor Swift will never be number one because Gun Hill Road occupies that space forever. Right?
Yeah.
What was the latest one? You want to give us a quick primer on the one that's been out for about a month?
Artificial intelligence is coming up. Artificial intelligence.
Oh, you're going to do an artificial intelligence one.
Yeah. But the one that's really cool, just so everybody, let me give a plug to this. Scammersvideo.com will take you to a place that you can't get to easily because YouTube has put a shadow ban on our latest music.
Why?
Because they say it has shocking material.
What is the shocking material? Did they enumerate? I want to get people to go find out what it is.
It has very violent scenes of what people should do to scammers.
Ah,
it calls for their execution by firing squad, by hanging, by electrocution, by drone, and by castration.
There you go. Go but get him, Michael.
It's satirical. Scammersvideo.com. Check it out, folks. It'll blow your mind.
Yes, it will. All right, speaking of blowing your mind, a couple of things that touch on the issues of the week. The story list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can find this at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. There's a committee vote that took place this week advancing a foreign aid bill for Ukraine and Israel. This is why we are talking about Mike Johnson, because the Republicans didn't want the bill, but the Democrats did. So he enlisted the Democrats to help him get it done. And that's why Marjorie doesn't want him there, and that's why some of the other hardcore...
That's what a Speaker of the House is supposed to do.
Exactly. He's doing a great
job. He's Speaker of the House. He's not Speaker of the Conference, you know?
No. Right. I think he's doing a good job, frankly. I like him. All right. So let's see. The situation... in terms of, well, the migrant crisis is tied to the economy, I think. Number seven tied to number four, and I'll tell you why, if you want. Do you want me to tell you why? Should I just make that statement?
When I got up this morning, that's what I was hoping would happen today.
Okay. All right. Well, in reality and seriously, the whole business about all these people that are coming here and the impact they are having on the economy, jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it was underscored, I think, by all the migrants that were sent back to Haiti this week. The biggest problem we have isn't necessarily, depends on where you are in the country. In the Northeast, where you and I are, the biggest problem is not Hispanics that are coming here illegally. It's the Haitians who have been sent here in busloads from Florida, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I've told the story in the air. My town of Framingham, Massachusetts, three busloads came to town. They're in three different hotels, and the city is paying the bill. Why should I, as a taxpayer in Framingham, be paying for illegals that came here from Haiti, no matter what their situation? It's not my doing. I don't want to... $40,000 a week the city's paying to house these people. How's that right? Right? Think about that. All right, it's 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The joint resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of items in the interest of the public. If you're interested in News Talk Radio and you listen to a lot of the political shows, then you hear many of the stories discussed that we talk about here on the overview. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to say hello to folks listening in Mount Vernon, Illinois on WFIW, to the Countdown Show on WJOL in Joliet. That's in the Chicago area, listening to the Countdown as well. And so the Countdown is used to be the moniker, the Countdown rolls on, and yeah, so it does. And one of the things that I think that people would say if they were looking, they'd be wondering why the story of Charlotte the Stingray, who became pregnant without any male contact, wasn't in the Countdown this week, Michael. A little levity to...
We try to stay away from religious stories.
Oh, okay. Doggone it. I should have known that. All right. Well, let's see here. What isn't religious? Number eight.
In all seriousness, I don't even know about that story.
Really? Charlotte the Stingray.
Why don't you fill us in? It sounds interesting.
Well, Charlotte, there's the what do they call the government agency? It's NOAA, N-O-A-A, out of Woods Hole in Falmouth, down to the Cape. They go out and they watch the mating, among other things. They do a lot of stuff to protect sea life, but they watch the mating habits of certain creatures. And they're watching the mating habits of stingrays. And as is the case with many underwater species, they have to engage with a male in order to produce an offspring. But apparently they've been studying this stingray, and the stingray they watched her for 8 years, and they have never, she happens to have been caught and put in an aquarium down in North Carolina, but they watched her first before they captured her, and she has not been around a male stingray, and yet she got pregnant, and so it's like immaculate conception. Perhaps they'll call the baby Jesus.
In all seriousness, she snuck away. Maybe yeah. she snuck away. Yeah. I mean, how does that happen? You know, it's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it.
You know, it's really mind-boggling. The story this week of the discovery of a snake reptile that was as long as a bus. And the picture they've gotten from looking at the fossilized vertebrae of the snake is something that weighed 4 or 5 tons. Its head was as big as a car, and it is the scariest looking damn thing that you've ever seen in your life. Oh my God! So
and
yes,
was this a new species that was discovered?
I think they didn't think that there was ever one as big as this one. It was found in India. It was 47 million years ago. It existed, but it was like 50 feet long, and the head was the size of a car.
You know what's interesting, without going off on a tangent, just a quick response to that, that, you know, we think about the big beasts of the past that are extinct, the dinosaurs, which like about 70 million years ago suddenly disappeared, maybe because of the impact of the asteroid, whatever.
Yeah.
There were all kinds of gigantic animals that came after that we don't talk about. You just don't. They're not part of cartoons and popular culture and kids. You know, the gigantic mammals that you know, giant sloths, giant saber cats, all kinds of wild looking things that are not part of the popular consciousness. So you said that was about 40 some odd million years ago. Just interesting stuff. That there's so much scientific stuff that never made it into the popular culture that is kind of amazing. Enough said.
And you know that last 60 seconds from you, all I could think about was Wild Thing by the Troggs. Remember we played that as disc jockeys back
then? Wild Thing.
Huh? You make my heart sing. Okay. Back to the serious situation.
Wasn't there a version of that by RFK?
But probably.
Wild Thing.
Somebody can pull that out, and they're talking about RFK Jr.
Yeah.
Wild Thing. I can't do it.
By the way, in New Orleans this week, there's a new salad that's been introduced. As long as we're talking about silly stuff, it's called the cicada salad. Cicadas are invading the states. There are millions, trillions of them. And so they've captured some and they've cooked them, and they're in a New Orleans salad now. You can go to New Orleans and enjoy a cicada salad. Okay.
Turns lemons into lemonade. The invasion turns into a new source of food.
All right, number four this week on the story list is inflation in our economy. One of the things that I did on the Good Day program this past week was look at the cities and states, the average income in these places, ranging from $50,000 down in Alabama to $90,000 in Hawaii. Those were the spread like $40,000. But the thing that I think is a takeaway from this conversation, as we think about the economy and what people are being paid, and is there a middle class anymore, the new average salary, the lowest average salary that people say, this is a survey done by, I think, the New York Times and Pew, but I'm not, don't hold me to that. At any rate, the lowest average salary people are willing to accept for a new job now is $81,000. So if you don't want to pay somebody $81,000, then don't count on being able to hire them. Now, there are a lot of people that are working that have jobs already that are making a whole lot less than that, maybe half that. But it seems that if you're looking for a job, now, the implication here could be a myriad of things, like you can get almost that much money if you're on unemployment from the government. So why work? right? I mean, that's the people keep asking, well, why are we hiring so many foreigners? Because it's too easy for people who are here to not work. And to the tune of $64,000, I think you guys saw that survey someplace. I don't know if you saw it or not, Michael, that the intake by people who are not working that could be on unemployment or whatever their sources may be is up to $64,000. So why would you work if you were making 45 before? I can make 20 more and sit on my butt.
This is an old argument, you know, people living off the dole and, yes. You know, does welfare eventually, you know, have diminishing returns in terms of the ultimate impact.
Are you asking if or does, or does it?
The question is if. I don't have a solution because these trends are made up of individual cases. Each case is separate. Ultimately, we create these trends and we talk about them with broad strokes that don't necessarily relate to the reality of the human beings involved. So it's, you know, you want to have a society that has safety nets and cushions for people. You just don't want those cushions, which indicate compassion and empathy, to suddenly encourage bad behavior. And it goes back to what I said before. Some people are inherently decent, and some people are inherently crooked. And that throws the monkey wrench in the whole thing about, you know, we should all live good lives and we should love each other. So it's problematic. I don't know. I don't know that about that $81,000 thing relating to the way you put it, that people will not take a job unless they get $81,000. People that are hungry and desperately need to work
take a job, of course they will.
Will take anything. And you know, we see it all around us. We see it in our own radio industry. Mm-hmm. I was going to make a joke, and then I said, "Don't." Now I'm just going to say what I wasn't going to say. When you said, you know, $81,000 is the average pay, I said, "Well, we're not looking at the radio industry, are we?"
Not anymore. No.
You know. So
this is an industry that used to pay morning talent on good radio stations, good markets, $4 million a year. Now, you have a hard time finding people in the big markets like Los Angeles and New York, $800,000. There was a very well-known, I'm not going to mention his name, guy who was working for, he was the number one guy in the market in music radio, and the company didn't want to pay him $800,000 anymore, so he said, you know what, I've had enough, I'm 70-something, see you later.
Yeah, and
so
the ratings, he's got enough money, you know,
he's
locked
fine.
Away.
Yeah, but and he's still doing a syndicated show. But the point is that the ratings, when the guy left, the ratings went, they halved. So what do you gain? Okay, so you don't want to pay the guy $800,000 who was used to making $3 million a year, and he stayed because he loved his job, but after a while, how much can you cut him? And where's the money going? You know, what's the source of the money and all that sort of stuff? That's another discussion. Rush Limbaugh used to make $85 million a year. You think there's anybody, the collective of people making money, that kind of money is long gone on talk radio. I think the highest paid guy now is about, well, other than Sean, if you're talking about strictly radio guys, like a couple making $10 million a year basis, but most of the well-known names that are on the list that you put out, the heavy 100, 4 or 5 million bucks a year. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, that's a lot of money. It isn't in comparison to what used to be paid to these people for garnering huge audiences. That's what they get paid, because they did things that people wanted to listen to. And they got paid accordingly. Now, let's not worry about what they're, you know, and it's, I don't know, you know me, I'm getting off on a tangent. I want to have a moment to talk about what's...
It's a complicated tangent, and, you know, maybe someday we can devote a whole program to discussing the ins and outs of the radio industry, because, you know, I'm just keeping my mouth shut, because if I start, that'll be it, you know.
We'll run out of time.
About, yeah, exactly.
Right. And we want to talk about the interview that's in Talkers, well, it's posted in Talkers, but it's also in Michael Harrison, the MH interview. It's a good one this week. We'll talk about that after these words. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how It's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug Stephan code, or just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back to the focus from Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the focus on the MH interview. One of the fellas that I am happy you're interviewing, because I think he's just a marvelous guy, been around for a long time. Lee Harris, so what'd you get out of him?
Lee Harris was the morning anchor on the biggest show in America on radio until just about a year ago. He had the anchor position on WINS 1010 Winds in New York, the all news station. He left about a year ago to become the director of integrated operations for Nexstar's News Nation channel. And we talked about the history of radio, and we talk about journalism and what it takes today to be unbiased, and can that work in today's fractured, you know, echo chamber society. It's mhinterview.com. His name is Lee Harris. And if anybody listening to this who's interested in journalism, interested in radio, and interested in television will find it very interesting.
I'm going to take it one step further because of what I know about him. I find him, I always talk to him at the Talkers conventions, but we run into each other here and there. He's a lovely man. He has a great voice, and people say, you're so short. I mean, I remember him telling me these things. People come up to him and say, you're Lee Harris? You don't sound like me. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, for years he was the voice of, you know, the voice
big
of
voice.
New York.
Yeah. Right. And that
guy.
Yeah, he's a little guy. And he's been around for a long time. And the other side of him is he's a technological genius. He's come up with more stuff. And it has nothing to do with him doing the news on 1010 Winds. It just is another interest of his that he's turned into now, into his career. He has come up with some very interesting technological advances that, you know, nobody knows about. We're going to talk about it, but the radio stuff he's done has been fabuloso. So good. Lee Harris, the MH Interview, mhinterview.com, and also at Talkers. I'm Doug Stephan with Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here now, 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And as we look at the charts for this week, Steve, a number of things, as you are our official legal mind here, and there are a number of items that require a legal mind to interpret. We were talking earlier in the program about the hordes of Haitians who are coming to New England.
Yeah.
Just an example of hordes of other people that are coming to various places around the country. And one of the big untold stories is the fact that local municipalities, states, and the federal government are footing the bill. Therefore, you and I, as Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, are footing the bill. And I mentioned the number here in Framingham. We have 180 of these people in three different hotels, 40 grand a week between feeding them, sheltering them. I don't know what they're where they're going to go. I mean, what's the end result of all of this? And isn't that the big legal conundrum? I mean, even the fact that they're here, what do you do with them? A lot of them are being sent back. But does that fix the problem?
Immigration is a huge problem, and I put a lot of the blame on Congress, including, you know, most recently, and it wasn't a cure-all bill, but it was something that was going to really beef up a necessary security, and the Republicans sunk it, and then they complained that Biden's not doing enough. In fact, it really does require a congressional action, and the whole idea is that immigration is a national issue. I'll tell you one thing that a lot of people aren't aware of is there was some recent studies done, and as far as the immigrants who are flooding from the border, the southern border, many of them come because of social media posts that show how easy it is to get here, all the money you're going to get, it's going to be absolutely terrific, and the people who are posting those are the guys that are running them in buses illegally to the border. So they're making a profit off of this. And, you know, why the government doesn't shut down those social media posts and also counter them is another thing. But, yeah, it takes a national policy, and this is not something that the local municipalities and states should be dealing with. And I don't know how much more of a crisis it has to be to get Congress to act. So I'm with you on this.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about the money that's being funneled through the government, the House, and ultimately the Senate too. The bill put together by Mike Johnson that some want to try to deem illegal because it has, you know, aid to Iran and this is a Freudian slip, to Ukraine, to Israel. So is there a legal way of stopping this, or these guys, they make the rules so they can do what they want?
Yeah, but they don't have enough of them to be able to really stop this. You know, it's kind of interesting. We've decried the lack of bipartisanship in Congress for a long time, and it's funny that the one person that may bring back bipartisanship is the ridiculous Marjorie Taylor Greene, because her efforts to try and take Mike Johnson down and saying that he is being too liberal and cooperating with the Democrats is actually causing Johnson to go to the Democrats, who are going to get this bill through, and they're also going to protect him. Interesting thing that they tacked onto the bill, because, and they do this a lot. If you get something you know is going to get through, and then there's something contentious, you add it to the bill that's probably going to get through. And they're added on the law dealing with TikTok. The TikTok has to either, you know, sell itself to an American company, or it'll be removed. So the bill gives them a little bit more time to do it, but that's part of it. And I'm very confident that with Democratic help, that bill is going to go through the House and then pass the Senate.
All right. I want to talk about your other hat, Scamicide.com, your website. I noticed this week that criminals are ramping up social engineering and artificial intelligence tactics to steal consumer details. Is artificial intelligence going to overpower what you're trying to prevent at Scamicide?
Hopefully not. And, you know, it is the problem and the solution. So AI has made it easier, particularly for scammers in parts of the world where English is not the primary language, to really maximize their ability to scam. But it is also allowing us to raise better defenses, such as to robocalls and recognize patterns. And so it's a two-edged sword, but right now I think the sword is being wielded more by the scammers.
All right. Well, so there is all of that. You can check out Steve's website, Scamicide.com, and from there he'll give you all kinds of places to go to take care of the problem that you may be having. You may not even know you have a problem, and that's the scary thing. A lot of people just don't know, and they find out too late. So word to the wise, if you will. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.